Scott Stern writes, as I look at our reliever usage the past few days and map out the last four innings tonight, it's now 6-2 when he sent this email. I can't help but wonder how we're going to function with a six-man rotation. And that's the case, even assuming we add better relievers the next week. So what Scott is saying, it's a very good point, is that if you have a six-man rotation, there's a cap on the amount of pitchers you can have on your roster. You know, it's not as if the Mets could have 15 guys on their, in their bullpen. If you're using a six-man rotation and you have a cap of only 13 pitchers on your roster, which is the rule, that means you only have seven relievers. Right now, the Mets have eight relievers. So what he's saying is, even if you've got six guys in your rotation, if they're all only going four or five innings and you have one short in your bullpen, how are you going to function? It's a great question. So look, the six-man rotation thing is complicated, and it's been complicated because of this injury to Christian Scott. Let's discuss. Number one, what Scott mentioned about being an arm short in the bullpen. That's issue number one. They do have some fresh arms coming back, including Sean Reed Foley, and I do assume they'll add somebody at the trade deadline. Probably not multiple guys, but at least one guy. But you are going to have seven bullpen arms as opposed to eight. That's issue number one. Issue number two, who should be in the rotation? Like, I look right now at this rotation, and not that everybody's perfect, but Jose Quintana deserves to be there. Luis Severino deserves to be there. Despite Manaea pissing us off today, deserves to be there. David Peterson deserves to be there. And obviously, Kodai Senga makes his return on Friday night against Atlanta. Now you look at the other options, and let's go through them. Option number one, and Hoff, I want you to vote on this. I'm going to give you the options that are currently in-house, and then you say yay or no. You ready?
Let's go.
Option number one, Jose Buhdo.
Nay.
And you say nay not because he isn't good enough. He's obviously their best option. It's that he's been so good out of the bullpen.
Exactly. 100%.
So I've given this thought because my first reaction was the same way, Pete. Here's where you can convince me to change my mind. Add two relievers at the trade deadline. If you're adding two legitimate relievers to go along with Dednell Nunez and Edwin Diaz, and look, Adrian Hauser's in that bullpen as a long man, and Jake Diekman, like him or not, is going to be there as a left-handed reliever. Maybe you get rid of Ottavino, and you feel like, all right, you know what? I've sturdied this bullpen. Jose Buhdo is your best option in the rotation. So to me, what could convince me of Buhdo, and this is the way the Mets can add starting pitching depth, is if you add another bullpen arm or two, and you feel good about this bullpen, which again is going to be one arm short because you're going six man, then my first choice would be Jose Buhdo. Would that convince you?
Yeah, but they have to do that work though first before it can be before I can commit to that.
Well, but you know what's the great news about this? The Mets don't need to add a sixth starter. I mean, if you really want to get technical about this, until Wednesday, because they could keep everybody on their normal rest outside of Senga. Senga's the one guy that you don't want pitching on regular rest, right? That's Wednesday. So technically, that's after the trade deadline. So the timing of this could potentially work out. Okay, so we're on the same page with Jose Buhdo. He's their best option, but you can't do it unless you add an arm or two out of the bullpen.
I agree.
All right, option number two, Adrian Hauser.
No. Not even, don't have to think twice about that one. No, no chance.
Adrian Hauser will remain long man out of bullpen. All right, option number three, Tylor McGill.
No.
Now, for the record with Tylor McGill, I checked in on him in the minor leagues because Tylor McGill is in the minor leagues pitching. He's made three starts in the minor leagues since he's been optioned down, and it is so typical of Tylor McGill. Like, if I gave you his pitching lines, you would say, oh, my God, that's exactly what we would see in the major league level. His first start back on July 5th against Worcester, 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts, 5 walks. He threw 88 pitches. So not a good one. He gets knocked out in the fourth inning. He walks 5 guys. His next start against Scranton, the Yankees minor league affiliate, 5 innings, 4 runs, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, 88 pitches. Again, very typical. Five innings, four runs. Like, eh, it's not great. It keeps you in the game, but it's not good enough. And his last start, actually a pretty good start, but you'll see the negative, against Rochester. Five innings, one run unearned, but he walked four guys, and he threw 85 pitches in five innings. How typical is that of Tyler McGill, even at AAA, to be your typical five inning between two and four runs and walk a bunch of guys?
I mean, you know what you could do with Tyler McGill? You should tag him with Brett Beatty and go get me the best bullpen arm out there or a starting pitcher. Like, that's what you do with those two guys. You don't need to have them here. You don't have to do that with McGill. You don't have to bring McGill up. Use him as trade bait.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has the value you hope he has, but I do understand the point. Joey Lucchese was actually pitching relatively well at AAA in his last two starts, but he hasn't started since July 4th. Remember, the Mets DFA'd him, and then they brought him back. He's actually on the Mets minor league roster. They would have to add him to the 40-man roster. Am I forgetting anybody? Like, those are the options. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I'm forgetting. I mean, certainly from the 40-man, I'm not forgetting anybody. But those are right now the realistic in-house options if the Mets want to go to a six-man rotation, and you can kind of feel it and hear it. They're not great options. I mean, they're just not amazing options. And I don't think sticking with a five-man is an option because of the Tyler McGill situation. Like, you're not going to do that to him, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to try to, you know, press one of these young kids that are having a decent season in the minors, and again, you have to create room on the 40-man to even get them to be called up. But I mean, that's the only thing you could do. And then you'd be like, hey, do we have lightning in a bottle with this kid right here? Like, where Christian Scott could have been that guy, and he's injured right now. And again, who knows when he'll be back, whatever. But he wasn't the guy anyway. When somebody asked me early on when he got called up, do you imagine him being in the playoff rotation? I said, no.
Christian Scott? No, I mean, he has a lot to prove. And by the way, exactly. So speaking of Christian Scott, actually, one last thing before we get to Christian Scott. The only young pitcher that maybe you give a little bit of thought to, and the only reason I bring this up is when they called up Christian Scott, I was surprised to begin with. I didn't actually think they were going to call him up as quickly as they did, is Brandon Sprout. Now, he's at AA, so it would be a big jump. But he's got great numbers at AA. He also started the year in Brooklyn. So you're talking about a kid that was in single A and double A. The kid was in college a year ago. So it'd be a very, very big and quick jump for Brandon Sprout to already be here. But that's just another guy to keep kind of keep in mind. I think I'm going to guess, honestly, if I had to guess right now, I think it's going to end up being Jose Budo. Because I do think that as well as he's pitched out of the bullpen, if they add a arm, doesn't even have to be multiple. Let's say they add one solid reliever. I think to go along with Sean Reed Foley, the potential return of Reed Garrett, who apparently is not that far away, and Dednil Nunez, I think the Mets would convince themselves, you know what? There you go. There's our bullpen. And let's move Budo back into the rotation. And look, I go back and forth in terms of the importance of it, because as bad as this bullpen is, and as valuable as Budo feels right now, and he does, again, I'm talking about a world in which, you know, you're adding Sean Reed Foley, you're adding a hypothetical reliever in a trade, maybe you're getting Reed Garrett back from injury. Like, all of a sudden now you're looking at a bullpen that features more options. You are talking about a starting pitcher, and that guy's pitching once every 6 days. And those options of Adrian Hauser and Tyler McGill, or, you know, adding Joey Lucchese back to the 40-man roster, those are not ideal options. And Budo was good when he was pitching in the rotation. So I do think that is the best case scenario